So, Lord, we come now at this time for preaching and hear something from you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for all that are here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Lord.
Reverend Carla, and share the burden of the gospel. Pray, Lord, for these two men of God that you will use them in various ways. Pray, Lord Jesus, that someone in the house, when you leave out of your house of worship, will leave, rejoice, looking at their situation differently from when they came in this house of prayer. We thank you for our giving. We thank you for us lifting up the name of Jesus. Because when you lift up his name, blessings will come down. And Holy Ghost, have your way.
Yes, sir.
Just for a few moments in your house of prayer. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We're grateful this morning that the trials that we are going through, everybody's trial, tribulation is not the same.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. The Bible says, Paul says, I take pleasures.
Yes, sir.
In persecution, in distress.
Yes.
Loud.
Lord.
Talked about and ridicule and so forth and so on. And I ask, O Lord, Holy Spirit, that you will sweep in this place and touch us in our spiritual. Not only touch us, but let us know. We already know that you are here, but we welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. You see, if the Spirit's not here, then we'll be like sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. But we thank you because the Spirit is here. And we usher the praise with songs and giving in our testimonies to say, Lord Jesus, as they sung the song, have thine way. So I say, as the under shepherd here, have thine way, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Glad to be found in the house of worship. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, that's it there.
Yes.
And say, keep all the families in prayer this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Said it was a Christmas program that's on this Saturday at 5 a.m. if it's the Lord's will. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know, but if the Lord's will, we want to have a 1 hour of good time together. That's what Christmas is all about.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Even though we know the devil is on the prowl, and he's always lurking. Yeah. But I learned and discovered that I got to put him under my feet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because whatever you're going through this morning, don't look at the problem.
Yes, sir.
Look at the problem solved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Gene.
This sermon is to encourage all of us, even myself, when I preach.
Mm-hmm.
You have your Bibles. Go to the book of 2 Chronicles.
Ooh-wee.
Chapter 20 and verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say again, good morning. Good morning. You just don't know how blessed it is to be found in the house of worship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because there are many people that wish they could come, but just not able.
Amen.
So we don't want to take it discreetly or lightly. As they say when we're doing a marriage ceremony, we thank God for being, and I thank God for being living in this house of worship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
While the blood is running warm. It's one of these old days that blood gonna stop.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
Yes, right.
Because we got a home. I heard Sister B say, I got a home over yonder in that city. But you can't get over there with flesh and blood. Second Chronicles chapter 20, I'm just waiting on. And verse 12. It say, O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. 13 says, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. 14 says, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeel, the son of Mattaniah, Levite, of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Last verse I'll read for time's sake. And he said, hearken, ye all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, it is the Lord's.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
For the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. God is a good God. And God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, know what you're going through before you even go through it. And this morning, on this first Sunday in December, there are somebody in the house may have been going or going through some battles. And God is telling you, it's not for you. It's my battle. I know I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to myself as well. Because I'm in a battle myself.
Amen.
And God is trying to encourage us this morning to hold on to his unchanging hand. He might not come when you
want him.
But he's always. I don't know about you, but I got a reason to praise the Lord this morning. Why? Because he's my Lord and Savior. And number two, he gave me another chance to get it right. You didn't wake up on your own this morning. I hope you know that. And I hope you know when you woke up, there was somebody did not wake up that laid down on last night. Death is real. Hell is real. And heaven is 120% real. But I'm glad to discover that Jesus took my place out on Calvary. Because I was blind and I couldn't see. Now I know I'm not in here by myself. But we all have been blind at one time or another. But because of God's grace and his mercy. And I want to talk today about in a storm.
Come on.
All right.
You know, back in the early 70s, when grandmama and them would see a storm coming, they'd tell me and Ryan to go sit down on that couch there. And they would close their blinds and close their mirrors up. And and the radio on with KDBS, I don't know if y'all remember that. There was a little white station there. They would turn that off. Sometimes it wouldn't go off, but that would be the little bit to go off. Nobody here remember that? I'm saying that to say this. Don't forget where you come from. You may have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in your bank account. That can't save you. Only by the blood of Jesus Christ. And grandmama and them, when the storm would get ready to come, they start striking up an old song, Dr. Watts song, like Near the Cross. And he died on Calvary. And they get the moaning. They wouldn't pray or say nothing. They get the moaning for about 5 or 10 minutes. How many of you remember that kind of shit? See, I'm trying to tell somebody that love covers a multitude of sin.
Yeah, that's right.
It don't matter how they treat me. It's how I treat you.
Say that.
Because if you know better,
you do better.
I think I got some witnesses in the house.
Amen.
And we pray for one another.
That's right.
And don't just pray a selfish prayer.
Amen.
Your pastor right here, you know, I just don't say nothing. I pray all the time for all of you all. We come in the midst of trials and tribulations where they shoot me and everything else, me, my wife, and child, every week, and call y'all name out. Because I'm not scared of that bullet. The Bible said, Hebrews 4:11-12, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
That's right.
And I know that if I do and put God first, all that other stuff going to be secondary.
Right.
Old preacher said he had a have about the young preacher and the old preacher.
Yeah, I heard.
I'm gonna get to the text. Yeah. And they had hired the young preacher to take out the old preacher.
Yeah.
And he would go down that walk the same way every Sunday. But the young preacher began to get hired by the rest of the wicked devils to take him out. Well, he come back, church, that one Sunday he went on ahead and took them the $3,000 and tried to take the old preacher out. But every time he would look, he would see somebody with him. I'm going to leave that alone.
What a third song. Go on with it, man. Tell him about it.
They said, ain't nobody down there but him walking there. He said, uh-huh. It's somebody else walking. They say, oh, you crazy. He said, no, I ain't crazy. They said, how you look? He said, I'm going to tell you how he look. He look familiar. His head and his hair were white like. His eyes.
You own it. I'm trying to be
that was a flame of fire.
Yes.
His feet was like grind brass.
Uh-huh.
And his voice was at the sound of many war. I couldn't fool with him. Here go y'all $3,000 back. Ain't God good? The children of Israel, they was in trouble. And how many of you know you ain't got to do nothing to nobody to be in trouble? You ain't got to be doing nothing but minding your own business and say you know how to come and try to hook you up and get your mind all disembocculated and get your hair all worried. He know how to try to stir you up. But I've learned and discovered that if I serve King Jesus, and if I'm trying to do what's right and read my Bible and everything else, God knows that the devil may bring me to this mess, but Jesus will lead me through the mess.
All right.
And while I'm trying to figure out how God is going to work it out for me, he done already. Because I heard Grandma say he's a battle act in a time of trouble. He's a bridge. And when you don't have no money in your pocket and you got strength, he know how to put a dollar in you.
Go ahead.
God is good. Yesterday, there was a neighbor came. And he said, I ain't telling everybody this, but he showed me a letter from the Department of Army with Dr. Johnson and Mark was up in here. And he showed me the letter, but it was a check right up on it for so many thousands of dollars. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Yeah.
Come on.
God is good.
God bless you. Yeah.
And he just blessed.
Bless you.
I got you there.
That's right.
You don't have to ask God for nothing. The Lord already knows what you need of anyhow.
Yeah.
If you want his children.
Come on. Bless him.
I don't miss the plate.
Bless him.
The Bible said that the children of Israel was in prayer. Because if you go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 12, the Bible says the Lord met King Solomon at night. And he began to talk to Solomon and told him, says, if I send locusts in the air and up on the land, or if I shut up heaven, and if I send pestilence in the land, who is you and whoever else? I'm God. That's what he's trying to tell you. And I'm God all by myself. But let me tell you, put a point here in there. He said, if my people,
say that. All right. Come on.
Which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. See, I'm humble. And shall turn from their wicked ways. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Kind of like Ezekiel. When God put Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones, I'm just going to hit on that a minute. I'm trying to make a point here. I'm talking about his love and his compassion for us. I'm talking about a battle. The Bible said that the children of Israel was in battle, even in Ezekiel, which was the priest at that time. And God asked Ezekiel, say, shall these bones live again? Dr. John, he said, I don't know. Why are you asking me that?
Got to hold my pen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Audrey.
Y'all don't hear me. God knows how to deliver you out of your stomach.
Amen.
God knows how to put a door where there ain't no door. If you have to work in the supernatural area, kind of like, and I was talking, we have some good Bible study, me and my wife and child. Yes, we do. And she was asking about God. I said, let me tell you something. God, you can't figure him out. You can't figure God out. You'd be crazy trying to figure him out. Because he said, my ways is not your ways. And my thoughts is not your thoughts. So I'm going to leave that alone. Just say, Lord, you know what I'm going through. And the Bible says that just shall live by faith. And faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So how in the world am I trying to figure out you when you are supreme ruler and that you made me and you know all the hair? Well, I ain't got that much hair, but y'all got hair on my head. Me and half fin fell out. Yeah, we fin fell out, Sister Avon. I can get me a toupee up there. Y'all. I look like a toupee food. Fat, black. And I'm up there trying to be young. Sit down somewhere. The thrill is gone. I was telling one of my classmates, I said, we great, we getting old. We ain't old yet, but we getting there. I'm just telling the truth.
That's right.
You know, it still got some people think they young. I passed by the club the other night. It was like 9:30, 10 o'clock. I guess they were getting a prayer. And someone, I saw, I said, oh, they need to be in charge. Going to 318. Ain't no salvation up and down. I don't believe. ZZ Hill up in there. Tyrone Davis. Back to the text. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible said that he heard that there was trouble coming up on them.
Yeah.
And the Bible says what he did was he talked to his leaders that was up under him, and his leaders talked to the children of Israel and said, let's go on a fast. I don't know about you, but I fast every Saturday. Because that's showing that, hey, God, whatever you, let me tell you, when you fast, God will show you things, the impossible, that other people can't even see. I see things a lot of people can't even see, but I don't know that. But look, what did he say? Humble us as a dove, and wise as a serpent. So what I'm trying to tell somebody this morning, when God does something for you, and you know it's the Lord that has brought you out, because he's going to bring you out whatever you're going through this morning. He's going to bring you out on his own time. Tell somebody else about the goodness of the Lord. And don't go outside the house. Tell it inside of your house with your family. Say, the Lord is a good God. During these times, these holiday times, I can remember that we didn't even have a stove to cook on. Had to go up there on past Joe Biles up there on Mill Street up in there. But we, but them old folks will still be singing like they got, what they singing about? And here I am, couldn't hardly walk, bad pigeon toe, they be dragging me on. Come over here, boy. Come over here. I remember that. You know why I talk about that? Because I don't forget. Where I come from. Now you might forget where you come from. That's between you and your God. But I know that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I know if it had not been for grandmama and grandmama and great grandmama and my mama praying for me, little black Eugene wouldn't even be here. But because of the prayers of my grandmama and him, I can say thank you, Lord, for answering. Jehoshaphat was on a fast. And in that 12th verse, the Bible said that their backs was against the wall. How many of you this morning know that when your back is against the wall and you don't know which way to go, left or right, or, you know, you be disembodied, every now and then all of us get like that. Come on now, because we flesh. Flesh is weak. The Bible says spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So, Dr. Jones, you don't know what to do, but you know what to do. Fall on your knees. You ain't got to even say nothing. Just fall on your knees and say, Lord, here I come. Standing in the need of Christ. Standing in the need of a blessing. Standing in the need of you to speak to me. But until you speak to me, I'm going to be myself quiet. Because I don't know how to get out of this, but I know that. You know how to work in mysterious ways. You know how to turn the table left or right or whatever you got to do. You know how. But the Bible says weeping may endure for a night. In this text here, look what it says. You know what they're saying? Now, if you would have left us alone, my ancestors, we wouldn't be in this mess. But now, God, look like you allowed us to be in this mess. Yes, why? Because God sometimes puts you in stuff just to see how you're going to act and how you're going to do in that mess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God got a way of testing you. We say we love him, and we're going to do this and do that. Well, God said, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to let the devil have his will a little bit, but I'm, you know, but one thing about it, he's going to be right there with you when you're going through the storm. He's going to be right there with you when you're going through your sicknesses. Because let me tell you something, the devil know how to play with your body, put sickness on you, and go to this doctor, and go to that doctor, and go to this doctor, and take this medicine, and say, Lord, I believe all that, but I know that if I just talk to you, because you is a doctor of doctors. You is the one that made this life. You is the one when I came out of my mama's womb. You were right there. You the one. Nobody else. You the one brought me this far. King, I heard old song by the name, y'all know him, James Freeman say, I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought you this far. I'm trying to encourage somebody. See, I don't preach no down songs, no song. I'm trying to lift somebody, even though I'm back in a battle myself. But I'm still trying to, because if I give you some encouragement, well, guess what? God will come around and give me some. Oh. Because the Bible says, what goes around Now, one thing you have to watch in this text here. The text says that they are in trouble and they say, we do not know what to do. But our eyes are on you. In other words, we wasn't bothering these. It's three armies, not one, two. It's three coming to not only play ping pong and shoot dice, but they're coming to kill them, cheering it off. Kind of like them old plagues. Now, Delta gone. Here come another called Ohuma, whatever. What name over there? I can't even pronounce the name. What is it?
I don't know.
Y'all don't know the name of it? Onama, whatever it is. Go back. You know, they talking about, we don't know this. Let me tell you something. Whatever plague it is, if you stay under the blood of Jesus, and if you say, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus, and I'm going to wear my mask and do my condition, God will be with you. Because he's a God that cannot lie. And he's a God that sits high and looks low. My mama say he works in some mysterious way. I'll be mama say that right. Grandmama say he works sitting on the court on the garret in the swing. Y'all know the old swing? And when they spit the old candy, I say, ooh. But they have a direct line with the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What? I told y'all the week before that, they couldn't write their name down.
What?
We are so gifted in writing. The writing looks better than the typewriter write. But they make the hits right there.
Yes.
But they would tell you, we're gonna put you in the hands
of the Lord.
Show your damn you in we're in trouble. Don't let them take that thing at you.
Don't let them take that thing at you. Don't let them do two things. Don't let them.
I went over to Peabody one day. I forget whatever day it was. And Coach Smith said, that's a good custom mama. I said,
ooh.
I couldn't say what she said. But look here. If I'd have even thought about saying what she said, I wouldn't be up here. I'd be pushing up daisies, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. But I'd be pushing up daisies. I wouldn't even be here. Boom! Man, them old folks will beat you to death. Go clean your room up, Eugene. Go clean your room up, Eugene. Go clean your room up, Eugene. Go clean your room up. Man, Negro, get up in there and clean that room up right now. I got to go stay behind. Now, who can what?
One nigga last you 5 days. Look, bro.
I ain't lying. I'm telling the truth. Eugene said, the left. But boy, let me tell you something. When you disobey the old folks, back to the text. And the text says, drop down. The text says, then upon Jehazi, after they done talked to God, mm-hmm. Let God don't know what they're going through. Because he already told Solomon, he said, if they just face Jerusalem. They ain't got to say it, but if they just face Jerusalem, because he's a mind regulator anyhow. He's a heart fixer. He's not only that, he's Elohim, he's Jehovah Jireh. That man I'm talking about, not only that, but he's got love for all of us in him. And you don't think he loves you, but just know one thing. He promised you that he's going to go and be with you, and if he told you that, just put it under your hat and say, he is with me, even though he ain't saying nothing, but the Lord is working it out for my good. He's working out for your good. He's working out for his good.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Sinlaw and surrounding areas, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, and I'm encouraging you to keep your radio dial locked to KAYT KQJO-FM, pumping out 70,000 watts of pure listening enjoyment pleasure, exclusively designed with you in mind. KAYT KQJO-FM is the place to be. All the time.
Good morning. Well,